بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 14th session for Basic Arabic Grammar Review. And today, inshallah, we will continue where we left off last week. Last week we began with the adjectives. Alaykum salam. On page 19. So we did a few of the examples on page 19, and then we stopped about halfway through. So today, inshallah, that's what we're going to go back to. We're going to go back to some examples of adjectives on page 19 of these notes, and continue with the adjective as far as we can go with it. Before we read the remaining examples on this page, just like to quickly review some of what we covered last week before we opened the topic of adjectives. And that is the feminine endings, or the feminine gender, al-mu'annath. And we said that nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. As far as the feminine nouns, then there are four categories that we mentioned last week. Three categories that have feminine endings, and one category of words that are feminine, which do not have any feminine ending or any indication that they are feminine. Okay, so if somebody can tell me the primary indication that a noun is feminine, what is the most common feminine ending? Naam.
The most common ending is
ta-marbuta. Naam. The most common feminine ending is atta al-marbuta. Atta al-marbuta. And what do we mean by atta al-marbuta? What is this ta marbuta? Naam, Mustafa.
Closed ta.
Closed ta. Naam. As opposed to the ta which is open, which is called what? Al-maftuha. Al-ta al-maftuha. So the ta al-marbuta is a sign, an indication that a noun is feminine. And we also said that there are some nouns that have the feminine ending, ta marbuta, but they are not feminine words. Yani, for example, some proper nouns, masculine proper nouns that have the feminine ending, ta marbuta, but they are not feminine, yani, in reality. Although, yani, linguistically, they have the feminine ending. Okay, so this is the first feminine ending, that is ta al marbuta. And we have plenty of words that have this ending, such as what? Examples, huh?
Fatimatu,
feminine. Yeah, a proper noun, Fatimatu. Naam, what else? Other nouns. Anyone?
Feminine nouns.
Haqibatu. Okay, Haqibatu. Naam, ends with ta marbuta. Meaning what?
Bag.
A bag, or a briefcase, Haqiba. What else? What other words are feminine? What about a tree, a car?
Shajaratun.
Shajaratun, a tree. Sayyaratun, a car. Naam. What about words? Okay, those are words that have ta marbuta. Okay, what is the second feminine ending that we mentioned last week? Second feminine ending. Open ta. We said that open ta is not really a feminine ending. Okay, alif maksura and alif mamduda. Alif at ta'anith al maksura and alif at ta'anith al mamduda. Okay, so we said that these two alifs, yani alif maksura, as well as alif mamduda, that's followed by what? The alif mamduda should be followed by what as a feminine ending. Yani the word ends with alif mamduda, and then at the end, the last letter should be hamzatul qat. Hamzatul qat. Yani words that have the feminine ending alif mamduda, for example, asma. Yani Asma, right? Asma, this is the name of a female, right? Sister of Aisha radiallahu anha. Asma. So this name, this has a feminine ending. Alif, al-ta'anif, al-mamduda. But that alif should be followed by Hamzatul Qat. Should be followed by Hamzatul Qat, alright? So give me another example of a name that ends with alif mamduda, feminine name, or feminine noun that ends with alif mamduda. Naam.
Fadl.
Huh?
Hasna'u.
طيب حسناؤ نعم what else
سماء
what is the meaning of سماء
heavens
okay سماء okay now ends with alif mamduda followed by Hamza Tilqat. Okay? The third feminine ending, we said already, we mentioned it, is what? Alif. That's Alif Mamduda. Alif Al-Ta'anith Al-Maqsura. Give me an example of a name that ends with Alif Al-Ta'anith Al-Maqsura. Feminine name. Feminine name.
Layla.
Layla. And Salma. Another word.
Sugra.
Huh?
Sugra.
That's feminine. Okay, Sugra. 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 What is the meaning of Sugra? Sugra. Smaller or smallest. Now, Sugra.
Safiya.
Safiya ends with ta marbuta. And it should be under the Safiya is from the feminine end, the primary feminine ending, that is, words that end with ta al-marbuta. Tayyib. These are three. Okay, three categories. Words that end with ta al-marbuta, words that end with alif mamduda, yani alif al-ta'anith al-mamduda, words that end with alif maqsura. Alif al-ta'anith al-maqsura. We said that these are three categories from amongst four categories. Three of those categories are words that have a feminine ending. The primary, most common and feminine ending is words that end with ta al-marbuta. However, there are also plenty of words that end with alif mamduda and alif maqsura as a feminine ending, indicating that the word is feminine. Finally, we said that there's a fourth category. And that fourth category includes what? What is the fourth category? Just like give me what do we mean? And what the fourth category would include what? Words that don't have any feminine ending, indicating that they are feminine. Okay, these are words that they are feminine, but there's no indication. And the most common of them are words that are used for females. Like, for example, right? It's feminine. Means what? Mother. What else? Okay, that's a feminine proper noun, Maryam. Maryam. What else? Urus. Urus. Bride. What else? Okay, Aisha. Yani Aisha should go in this category. Aisha. Yani the end with ta marbuta. But words that have no feminine ending, what else? Like what? What is the meaning? Oh, a tan. Okay. What else? What about words that use only for yani a female? Like, what about
bint?
Can that be masculine? Bint? No, it can't be. Okay. So, yani, the point is that there are some nouns that don't actually have a feminine ending, but we know that they are feminine. Some of them, it's clear that they are feminine, like like bint, like ukht. These are words that are clearly feminine. There's no doubt about them. And then there are other words that are not clear. We don't know. Yani, it's not clear that they are feminine just from looking at the words. But in any case, yani, because those things are not feminine naturally, yani in nature, physically feminine, but yani the Arabs have classified them as being feminine. So this is what we talked about last week in terms of yani the feminine gender, al-mu'annath. We said that yani there are four categories of words, three of them have feminine endings, and the fourth one is a group of different types of words that do not have a feminine ending. Okay, so this is just a quick review. If anybody has a question about that, we could take it now before we go back to the subject that we started last week near the end of the class. And that is the na'at and man'ut, or sifa and mawsuf. Any question about the feminine ending, or the feminine gender, I should say? Okay. Walaikum salam. Okay, let me just say here, right, that I'm going to need some help to pay attention to the time. There's no clock up here. And I don't know how I left my watch at home. So somebody keep track of the time for me, all right? Somebody try to pay attention to the time. And what time is there then? Okay, anyway, he'll tell us, right? When it's time for the event, he'll be calling it, right? But after that, somebody got to keep track of the time, so we get take a break, Annie, so we have time to pray before the congregational prayer. 12:53 is the time now or the time of the event? And what time is it now? 12:12. All right, good. Last week we started a new topic after the feminine gender, and that is the na'at and the man'oot. An-na'atu wal-man'ootu. Okay? This is also known by another name. A na'at is also called in Arabic what? As-sifa. As-sifa wal-mawsoof. Okay? So the term that we're using today is a na'at and al-man'oot. What is the na'at? The what?
Adjective.
Adjective. Adjective. What is an adjective?
Describe.
It's a word that describes another noun. It describes another noun. An adjective. It's a descriptive word. It's a descriptive word. You want to describe something, then you use an adjective to describe it. Okay? So we are going to talk about this not, and the word that it qualifies or describes is called the man'oot. And we want to talk about, and review quickly what we mentioned last week in terms of the rules or the guidelines for this type of, for these types of words, right? And we said that, yani, in speech and in writing, the order of the na'at and man'oot is that, which one comes first? The man'oot comes first, and then the na'at follows it. When you're speaking, you mention the man'oot, the word that you want to describe, and then you mention its description. And likewise, in terms of the rules of Arabic grammar, yani, the na'at also must follow the man'oot in certain matters. From amongst those matters that it has to follow, it has to be in agreement with, is what?
Gender.
In gender. Yani, the adjective must follow or be in agreement with the man'oot, the word that it is describing or qualifying. It must be in agreement with it in gender. Yani, if the man'oot is feminine, the na'at must also be feminine. And if the man'oot is masculine, then the na'at must also be masculine. So if you're describing a house, for example, and you wanted to say it is a big house, so you mention house first, right? Baytun, and then you describe it with the word that means that it's big, which is what? Kabirun. So baytun is masculine. Kabirun must also be masculine. If you were describing a tree, for example, that was big, then yani, big in this case would have to be feminine, because tree is feminine. So instead of saying shajaratun kabirun, we have to say what?
Kabiratun.
Huh? Kabiratun. Shajaratun kabiratun. Naam. Likewise, if you were describing a boy that was small, you would say what? Waladun saghirun. But if it was a girl, you would say bintun saghiratun, with ta marbuta on the end. Saghiratun. Kabirun, kabiratun. Saghirun, saghiratun. And so on. The second thing that they must agree, yani, that the na'at must be in agreement with the man'oot, is what?
Definite
or indefinite? Indefiniteness or indefiniteness? Yani, if it is, yani, ma'arifa or nakira. So if the noun that is being described is definite, like al-babu, then the na'at describing it must also be definite. Al-babu al-wasi'u, for example. Al-wasi'u, yani, the wide door. But if it was feminine, yani, the thing that we are describing, like, for example, give me a feminine word. Sayara, okay, sayara, okay, a large car. Then we would say sayaratun kabiratun. Spacious, a spacious car, we would say سيارة واسعة واسعة باب واسع سيارة واسعة واسعة. نعم, like this. The third thing that they have to be in agreement in is, okay, before إعراب, I'll hold that for last. نعم. Number, and in number, okay, it should be in agreement in number, meaning it should be singular, dual, or plural. Should be in agreement in being singular, dual, or plural. So, for example, if we had a qalam, one qalam, right? Qalamun, and that qalam, yani, is, for example, inexpensive. Inexpensive. So, we'll say what? Qalamun rakhisun. Rakhisun. Qalamun rakhisun. Yani, inexpensive. Rakhis. Rakhisun. Qalamun rakhisun. But if it was an inexpensive car, then we would say what? Sayaratun rakhisatun. Rakhisatun. With ta marbuta. Rakhisatun. And if it was, yani, two pens, then two pens would be what? Qalaman. Qalamun, qalaman. Two big pens would be? Naam, qalaman kabiran. Kabiran. And likewise, yani, if it was dual, then we would say, yani, for example, al-muslimun. Al-Muslimun, yani, what do we want, how we want to describe them? The Muslims who are great, the great Muslims. Al-Muslimun. Kabir, yani, Kabir means great also as well as large, right? So you'll say, what's the plural for Kabir?
Kibar.
Kibar. Al-Muslimun, Al-Kibar. So the point here is what? That the adjective must agree with a noun that is describing in being singular, mufrad, dual, muthanna, or plural, jama. They have to be in agreement in number, and finally, they have to be in agreement in i'rab. I'rab. And by i'rab, we mean what? The case ending. We mean the case ending. If it is marfu'un, or majrurun, or mansubun, in i'rab, the case ending. Walaikum salam. The primary signs of case ending are Dhamma, Kasra, and Fatha. The primary signs are Dhamma, Fatha, and Kasra. So if we know that if a noun is marfu'un with Dhamma, then yani the word describing it must also be marfu'un like it. And if it is mansub, it must be mansub like it. And if it is majrur, likewise. That being said, yani, this is what we talked about last week, yani, the four matters that the na'at, the descriptive word, the adjective, must be in agreement with the man'ut in these areas. And we said that, yani, this is, yani, all four of these areas, yani, must be in agreement between the na'at and the man'ut, the na'at following the man'ut in these things. Last week we started to look at some examples of adjectives, and yani, we were halfway down the page, page 19, before we ran out of time. So today, inshallah, we want to go back to where we left off at. We're going to look at more examples of adjectives. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. And we want to yani, look at the relationships between them and make sure that they're in agreement in these four matters. And we also yani, want to make sure that we understand yani, their positions. How do we know that this is an adjective, and how do we know yani, that it is, which word it is describing, if it is coming after more than one word? Yani, if an adjective comes after, for example, a construct phrase, and the first part of the construct phrase, the mudaf, we want to describe it, we can't put the adjective immediately following it, because the construct phrase cannot be separated by any other word. Therefore, it's going to come after the mudafun ilayhi. And how will we know, is it describing the mudaf or the mudafun ilayhi? How will we know? يعني by looking at these four affairs and seeing which word it's in agreement with. يعني if it is يعني in agreement with it in gender, in number, in definiteness, and in إعراب. So we're going to look at a few more examples. Last week, I think the last one that we did was بيتنا الجديد. يعني if we look on page 19, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line down, or 4th from the bottom, on the right column, بيتنا الجديد. بيتنا الجديد. I think that was the last one that we did. And we said that, يعني the meaning of بيتنا الجديد is what? Our new house. يعني الجديد, new is describing house. It's describing house. So بيتو is مرفوع with دمّة and الجديد is مرفوع with دمّة and بيت is masculine and جديد is masculine and بيت is singular and جديد is singular and بيت is definite and الجديد is definite. And we said that بيت is definite without ألف لام because of what? Because it is مضاف, it is مضاف to a word that is definite. And the مضاف, it never takes ألف لام or تنوين, but it becomes definite or indefinite depending on the word that is connected to the مضاف إليه. If the مضاف إليه is definite, then the مضاف automatically becomes definite. And the reason why we said that the مضاف إليه here is definite, even though it doesn't have alif lam either, is because of what? يعني in بيتنا, why is يعني the مضاف إليه definite? Huh? Because it's a pronoun, and all pronouns are definite. Okay, that's what we left off last week, so we're going to look at the next example. Next example, أين كتابك الكبير? أين كتابك الكبير? Well, before that, we'll start there, yeah. I don't know, one of these pens I wrote with is not erasing well. I need to know which one it is. I think it's this blue pen here. Yeah, let me get rid of this. Okay, أين كتابك الكبير? What is the meaning? Where is your big book? Where is your big book? يعني أين is one of the أسماء الاستفهام, right? It's one of those words that are used for asking questions. Like, what are some of the other words that are used for asking questions? Huh? ما, like ما هذا, uh-huh. متى, يعني كيف, كيف means what? كيف means what?
How.
Like كيف حالك? How are you? نعم. متى means what?
When.
متى الساعة? نعم. When is the hour? What other words? Huh? Huh? Come. Come means what?
How much
or how many? نعم. What else? Huh? Hell. With a short vowel, hell. Naam is used to ask a question also. Naam. Alright, so in any case, in this sentence here, أَيْنَ كِتَابُكَ الْكَبِيرُ. We said that the meaning of it is, where is your big book? So we're saying that الكبير is describing كتاب. It's an adjective describing كتاب. Alright, so كتاب is masculine or feminine? Masculine. Is it definite or indefinite?
Definite.
Why is it definite? Because it is مضاف to a word that is definite. The word that's definite here is the dhamir, pronoun. All pronouns are definite. Because it's مضاف to a word that's definite, any word that's definite, if it's مضاف to that word, it becomes definite automatically. And also, يعني,
Kitab is, what is this case ending? Huh? It's marfu'un. It's marfu'un. It's case ending is that it's marfu'un. Marfu'un. Yani, it is in the nominative case. And the sign that it's marfu'un is what? Dhamma. And we see that al-kabir is also marfu'un with dhamma. And kitab is singular. And its adjective al-kabir is also singular. So we see that they are in agreement. And we see that yani we have an idafa construction. Kitab is mudaf. And the damir kaf is mudafun ilayhi. So the adjective describing the mudaf can't come immediately. It can't be separated from the mudafun ilayhi. So it's coming after the mudafun ilayhi. However, we know yani that it is describing al-kitab here. Okay, the next example. On the next line down, right column, Aina qalamuhu al-maqsooru. Aina qalamuhu al-maqsooru. Naam.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Okay.
I don't know why the case ending, why I did not agree. Because we have Fatah and Kabirun.
You said we have Fatah here?
Yeah.
Okay, and Kabirun Dhamma, right? But we have Dhamma here though.
No.
Right? No. So, the agreement is because this word Al-Kabiru, big, is describing book. Okay? We have two words here. We have the clear noun, Kitab, Kitabu, and we have the pronoun, Ka. Two words. So, Al-Kabir is an adjective describing Kitab, not Kaf. It's describing kitab. And kitab is marfu'un with dhamma. So al-kabir also has to be marfu'un with dhamma. Wa'iyakum. As far as the pronoun here, this word, al-kabir, could not be an adjective for kaf. Cannot be. Why? I mean, al-kabir, kaf, this ka is masculine, and this is masculine. It's definite, and this is definite. Huh? It's singular. Ka is singular, right? Second person masculine singular, and this is singular. But there's one thing missing. What is it? It's not an agreement? No, it's okay. Pronouns are nouns anyway, yes. They all come under nouns. But that's not the point. The point is, they have to agree in what? In gender, definite, indefinite, number, and i'rab. They're in agreement in gender. Both of them are masculine. They're both definite. They're both singular. But in i'rab, the problem is i'rab. In i'rab, are they in agreement in i'rab? This adjective is marfu'un. What about this pronoun here? What is this case ending?
Mansoob.
It's mansoob? How is it mansoob? Look, listen, stop for a minute. It's okay, it's alright, just stop for a minute. Pronouns are mabniyun. The vowel on the end does not indicate that it's mansoob or majroor or anything else. Okay, you say kitabu ka, kitabu ki, that has fatha, that has kasra. Doesn't have anything to do with it being mansoob or majroor. The vowel on the pronouns is not an indication of its case ending. They're mabniyun. The vowel doesn't change. When they are marfoon, mansoob, majroor, they remain the same. Their form doesn't change, okay? Rather, we say that this is mabniyun, but its case ending, it's in the place where it should be majroor. It's in the place where it should be majroor. Why should it be majroor? Because it's mudafa ilayhi. We said this is an idafa construction, a construct phrase. The second part of a construct phrase is always mudafun ilayhi majroor. But since this is a pronoun and pronouns are mabniyun, we don't say it's majroor. We say it's in the place where it should be majroor. Fi mahalli jar. Okay, so this pronoun is in the place where it should be majroor. Therefore, if it has an adjective describing it, it also has to be majroor. And this adjective here is not majroor. It's marfoon with dhamma. So it can't be describing this pronoun. In any case, this particular point might be a little complicated. If you're not familiar with some of the details of the discussion, okay? So, and at this point, it's not a necessity that you understand that point. What was really intended here is to connect the adjective to this word, not to this one. But the question, why it cannot be an adjective for the pronoun, that question is more so for those who have studied
يعني the case endings for words that are مبنيون. Okay, so يعني we can look at that again in the future. For now, don't worry about it. It's not يعني critical for you, for everyone at this point, unless you've already had يعني the discussion and the study of words that are مبنيون. Okay, so I'll just leave it, suffice it to say that a noun in Arabic can either be معرب or مبنيون. If it is معرب, it means that the endings of the word change to indicate whether or not it is مرفون or منصوب or مجرور. If it's معرب. If it's مبنيون, then that means it's fixed. It doesn't change. The ending doesn't change. Okay, so these are two categories of nouns. Some of them, the endings change, and some of them don't. Pronouns, the endings don't change to indicate if it's مرفوع or منصوب or مجرور. So in that case, we don't say that it's مرفون. We say that it's in the place where it should be مرفون. Okay, it's in the place where it should be مجرور, or in the place where it should be منصوب. Okay, so that's another discussion. That's not really for this session. This session, really what we're concerned about is adjectives and the words that they qualify or describe. Okay, so after that example, we had أين قلمه المقصور. أين قلمه المقصور. What is the meaning? Where is his broken pen? Where is his broken pen? طيب, how do we know that broken المقصور is describing قلم? Because it's an agreement with it. In case ending مرفون, it's agreement in being masculine, it's an agreement in being definite, and it's an agreement in being singular. It's an agreement with everything. And he wears, as we said in the last example, it's not an agreement with that dhamir, the pronoun qalamuhu. The who here is يعني مضافن إليه, and مضافن إليه is in the place, if it's مبنيه, it's in the place where it should be مجرور, whereas the not here is مرفوعن. أين قلمه المقصور. So قلم is the word that's being described, and المقصور is the adjective describing it, broken. The next example, قلمي الجديد في حقيبتك الصغيرة. This is a little bit longer sentence, so let's write it on the board so that we can see it good.
Somebody read it to me.
قلمي الجديد في حقيبتك الصغيرة. What's the vowel? الصغيرة. طيب, قلمي الجديد في حقيبة حقيبتك الصغيرة. طيب, قلمي الجديد في حقيبتك الصغيرة. Okay, let's look at the meaning of the sentence first. What is the meaning of it?
My new pen.
Yani, new here is describing قلم. My new pen, is in your bag. What kind of bag? Your small bag. طيب. The vocabulary words, maybe sometimes some of these words you might not know, but I think قلم, جديد, حقيبة, صغير, all those words we had in book one, early on. So those are words that we should be familiar with. If this is a review for you, if this is something new for you, then it's okay, don't worry about it too much. But you can learn some words as we're going along, if this is not a review for you, if this is the first time you're hearing this. Alright, so قلمي الجديد. Okay, this is the first نعت and منعوت. قلمي الجديد. الجديد is a نعت describing قلم, right? And again, the most obvious thing to indicate that is that the نعت here is the case ending is مرفوعن. And we know that this pronoun here, for the first person singular, the E, we know that it is mudaf ilayhi, and mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. So we know that it can't be describing the pronoun. For the same reasons as we mentioned in the last two examples. It can't be describing the pronoun, so it's describing qalam. Here it's a little bit tricky, right? Because qalam, it doesn't have dhamma. There's no dhamma there, right? So you're probably saying, wait a minute, okay, this has dhamma, it's marfu'un. What about this one? How do we know that it's marfu'un? How do we know that it's marfu'un? Okay, that's a little complex. Some might not be able to understand completely, but the important thing here is that we should know that there's a rule. Whenever a noun is in idhafa, connected in a construct phrase to the first person singular pronoun that represents I, yani like you say, kitabi, my book, bayti, my house, waladi, my child, huh? Whenever a word is connected to e, the first person singular pronoun, it's called ya al mutakallim. That word that's connected to it will never show its sign of i'rab. It's never going to change from dhamma to kasra or fatha because of i'rab, because ya al mutakallim must always be preceded by kasra. So it doesn't matter if this word is marfu'un, it's still going to have a kasra for ya al mutakallim. It doesn't matter if it's mansub, supposed to take fatha, it's not going to take fatha. It has to take kasra for ya al mutakallim. Okay, so that's just something that you need to have in your mind. That sometimes when you see a noun connected to the first person singular, represents I or my, when you see a word connected to that pronoun, you're not going to see its true ending, because it's mandatory that it has to end with kasra because of this ya al mutakallim to fit with it. Okay, so we're not going to see its true case ending. But we know that it's marfu'un for some other reason. That it should be obvious to some. If you remember the second or third lesson of review that we had, when we talked about sentences, we said that there are two kinds of sentence, the jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. The jumla ismiya is the one we focused on. We said that it's composed of two components, and they are the naam, the mubtada and the khabar, the subject and predicate. And we said that the subject of the sentence and the predicate, the mubtada and khabar, are both always marfu'un. And this is the subject of the sentence. This is the mubtada. So we know that it's marfu'un because it's the subject of the sentence. Even though we don't see any sign of its case, we know that because it's the subject of a sentence, a nominal sentence, jumla ismiya, begins with a noun. Whenever a sentence begins with a noun, that's a nominal sentence. A sentence begins with an ism, that's a jumla ismiya. So we know that the subject of a sentence and the predicate, the mubtada and the khabar, are always marfu'un. So this word is marfu'un, and that is why the adjective here is marfu'un. This is the first part of the sentence. Qalami al-jadidu. Yani jadid here is describing qalam. In the second part of the sentence we have fi haqibatika. Fi haqibatika al-saghirati. Now here, al-saghirati, in this sentence, al-saghirati is describing what? It's describing haqiba. And we see that haqiba, it's a word that normally ends with ta marbuta, right? But here, the ta marbuta is changed to a regular open ta. Why? This is also review. Why is it changed to open ta? Huh? One, please. It's too difficult. I can't understand everybody talking at the same time. No, Faiz.
Because it is added with a pronoun.
Because there's a pronoun added to it here. And we said that, what's the rule? The ta marbuta has to always be the last letter of a word. It can't be anything following it. Ta marbuta is always the last letter of a word. If you add anything to that word, a suffix, we can't have ta marbuta anymore. We have to change to ta maftuha. Alright, so this is originally ta marbuta because this word is feminine, haqiba. But it changed to a regular open ta because we added a suffix to the end of the word. Alright, so the actual end of this word here, haqiba, is this ta right here. That's the end of the word. This is just something added to it. So the ending of it, it ends with kasra, indicating that it's what case? Majroor. And therefore, yani the adjective that's describing it must also be majroor. Alright, so that's why we're saying your small bag, your small briefcase. Haqibatika as-saghirati. Haqibati with kasra, saghir as-saghirati with kasra. Okay? Haqiba, originally ending with ta marbuta, it's feminine. And therefore, this adjective describing it has to be what? Feminine. Even though it lost the ta marbuta, but it remains feminine. And therefore, the adjective describing it also must be feminine. And they're both singular, and they're both definite. Yani how do we say the haqiba is definite? For the same reason we said previously, it is in idalfa, connected to a word that's definite, then it's definite. If it's connected to a word that's indefinite, then it's indefinite. But here it's connected to a pronoun. All pronouns are definite. Therefore, it makes the mudhaf ilayhi, the mudhaf, yani is made definite by the mudhaf ilayhi being definite. Okay, we talked about al-idhafa. We reviewed al-idhafa a few weeks ago, right? But maybe we've forgotten it already. Please try to yani review. And we are reviewing these points, these grammatical points, but at the same time you have to be reviewing what we are reviewing. And whatever you learn, you have to review it. If you don't review it, more than likely you're going to forget it. Or at least you're going to forget some of it. And unless you're still 15 or 16 years old, then your memory might be good like that. But if you've already passed 30 or 40, watch out. Al-insan... Yani, they say the insan is called insan linnisyan because of forgetfulness. So you will start forgetting as you get past 30 and 40. If you reach 50, 60, 70, Allahu musta'an. Now, all right. So please review. It's very important that we review as much as possible. Any question about this sentence? My new pen is in your small bag. Small bag. Haqiba, saghira. And haqiba is definite because it's connected to a definite pronoun. Therefore, the adjective describing it has to be as-saghira, definite. Alright, next example. Sayyaratuka al-jadidatu jamilatun. Sayyaratuka. Look at it. Somebody read it to me. Sayyaratuka al-jadidatu jamilatun. Sayyaratuka. Now. Okay, here we have sayyaratuka, yani sayyara is marfu'un, al-jadidu is marfu'un, and jamilatun is marfu'un. So, what is the meaning of this sentence? Your new car is beautiful. And we're saying that new is describing sayyara, right? Taib. Is it possible that jamila can be describing sayyara since sayyara is feminine? And Jamila is feminine. Sayara is singular, and Jamila is singular. And Sayara is marfu'un, and Jamila is marfu'un also. It's marfu'un also. So, what's the problem here? Why would we say that? Why did we say that this is the adjective and not Jamila? Why? Something's missing, right, Abdul Karim? The Arab is different, he said. Sayara is marfu'un, and Jamila is marfu'un. One is definite and one is indefinite. Sayara is definite and Jamila is indefinite. How do we know Sayara is definite? It is mudhaf. Same rule. We keep going back to the same. It's mudhaf. The mudhaf becomes definite if it's connected to a word that's definite. All pronouns are definite. So Sayara is definite and Jamila is indefinite. Rather, Jamila, yani, it sounds like it could be an adjective because Jamila, it is talking about the car, right? The car is beautiful, but it's not an adjective though. Rather, Sayyara is the mubtada, subject, and Jamila is a khabar. It's not a not, it's a khabar. This is a subject and this is a predicate. Mubtada and khabar. Okay? And we said before that sometimes the khabar is very much functioning like a knot in terms of the meaning of what it represents, but it has a different function in the sentence. Okay, grammatically, there's a difference between a knot and a khabar. Even though both of them are talking about the subject maybe, but they are not they're, both of them have a different type, they each have a different function. Okay, a knot must be in agreement with the man'ut in all of these four things. A khabar does not have to be. Does not have to be. And generally it's not, because especially the mubtada is generally most of the time definite, although sometimes it's not. And the khabar is generally most of the time indefinite, although sometimes it's not. Now, the new car of yours is beautiful. It's possible. Yeah. Yep. You could do that, right? Yep. Because yani sayaratuka means the car of yours, your car, the car of yours, and then you want to describe it with new, the new car of yours. It's possible. I mean, in English, the new car of yours, I don't know how that would work, but I mean, in terms of the meaning, yes, that's okay. Yeah, we're not specialists in English here, so we can let you get away with that one in English. But in Arabic, we're going to correct your mistakes, okay? In English, no problem. Mashi. Naam. Okay, sayaratuka al-jadidatu jamilatun. Okay, so sayara is the man'ut that's being described, and al-jadida is the not describing it. Both of them are marfu'un with dhamma. Both of them are feminine. Sayara, even though it lost the ta'marbuta because something else is added to the end of the word, but originally sayara is written with ta'marbuta, so it is feminine, and the other word is feminine, and it's definite, and the other word is definite, and sayara is singular, and al-jadida is also singular. Next example, fasluna al-jadidu amam al-maktabati. Fasluna al-jadidu أمام المكتبة. What is the meaning? Our new class is in front of the library. Is in front of the library. المكتبة means the library, right? It has another meaning also. المكتبة. Bookstore. Bookstore. المكتبة means a library, and it also means a bookstore. طيب. There's a word very close to this word, al-maktabatu, al-maktabu. Al-maktabu. Almost the same, right? But it doesn't have tarmabuta. What is the meaning of al-maktabu? It means a desk or table. And it also has another meaning. An office. An office. An office. Right, so please pay attention to these yani fine differences. Our new classroom is in front of the maktaba. Okay, so faslu is the man'ut that's being described, and al-jadidu is the not. Faslu is masculine, al-jadidu is masculine. Faslu is marfoon, al-jadid is marfoon. Faslun is singular, and al-jadid is singular. And fasluna is definite, and al-jadidu is definite. Fasluna is definite, why? Because it is mudaf to a word that's definite, so it becomes definite. All pronouns are definite. When I say all pronouns are definite, I mean na, kum, yani, antum, ana. All these words, each type of pronoun, whether separate pronouns or attached pronouns, all of them are definite. Okay, next example, last line, right column. Nadvarati al-qadimatu maqsuratun. With shadda on the va, nadvarati al-qadimatu maqsuratun. What does it mean?
My old glasses are broken.
Naam. Are broken. Nazara means glasses. It is the subject of the sentence. And maqsuratun is the khabar, the predicate of the sentence. Yani, my glasses are broken. We're just describing glasses as being old glasses, so we're adding an adjective, nadharati al-qadimatu. But nadhara is the subject, and maksura is the predicate, mubtada and khabar. And we can see here that the agreement between nadhara originally has ta marbuta. The ta marbuta was changed to open ta because of connecting a suffix to it. Nazara is feminine. Al-Qadim is feminine. Nazara is definite, connected to a pronoun that's definite. And Al-Qadim is definite. Nazara is singular. And Al-Qadim is singular. And Nazara is marfu'un. And Al-Qadim is marfu'un. How do we know that Nazara is marfu'un? We don't see a Dhamma there. We don't see a Dhamma and Nazara. How do we know that it is marfu'un without seeing a Dhamma? Because it's the subject of the sentence, the mubtada. Subject of the sentence is always marfu'un. It's always marfu'un. The last example on this page, ibnuhu al-awwalu muhandisun. Ibnuhu al-awwalu muhandisun. Ibnuhu al-awwalu muhandisun. What is the meaning? His first son is an engineer. The last example, ibnuhu al-awwalu muhandisun. What is the meaning? His first son is an engineer. Okay, in this sentence, yani ibnuhu is the mubtada, al-awwalu is a not describing ibnu, and muhandisun is the khabar. Khabar. Yani the subject is ibnu, and the predicate is muhandis. Ibnuhu. Who here, the pronoun who, the third person, masculine singular, who, possessive pronoun, his son, his, right? This pronoun, we said that all pronouns are mabniun, they're fixed. The vowel doesn't change from Dhamma to Kasra to Fatha. It's Dhamma, it's Dhamma, that's it, it remains Dhamma. But in this particular case, ibnuhu, since it's a possessive pronoun, it is in an idhafa construction. So we say it is mudhafun ilayhi mabniyun, in the place where it should be majroor, in the place where it should be majroor, in the place where it should be majroor. So who, the pronoun who is in the place where it should be majroor, and the following word, al-awwalu, is marfu'un. It's marfu'un. So we know that it's not an adjective describing the pronoun, rather it is an adjective describing the mubtada, the subject, ibnu. Ibnu is marfu'un, al-awwalu is marfu'un, both of them are singular, both of them are definite, both of them are masculine. Ibnuhu al-awwalu muhandisun. Any question about that example? And the point that we are stressing here with all of these examples, one after another after another, is the four things that a not must be in agreement with the man'ut. That's really what it's all about. All of these examples are just to reinforce this concept that the not must be in agreement, yarhamukallah, with the man'ut that it's describing. It must be in agreement with it. Yani in terms of the gender, masculine and feminine, in terms of the yani definiteness and indefiniteness, in terms of the number, singular, dual, or plural, and in terms of the i'rab, the case ending. Is it good? Okay, if we understood this, then we, and you don't really need any more examples, but there are more examples, okay, that we will look at, inshallah, but we shouldn't need any more. If we understand this principle, it's just a matter of trying to apply it, and wherever you read a sentence, or you hear someone speaking, and you want to identify yani which word is being described by this adjective, you have to look and see yani which of the words that preceded it it is in agreement with in these four matters. Okay, let's go to the next page. Page 20. There are 22 examples here. Inshallah, we'll look at some of them or as many as possible today, probably all of them. And not before Salat, but we'll continue after the Salat. Before we read these exercises, I want to give you an oral test. Okay? So you don't have to look at the paper, it's not going to help you. Bas? سم الله واستعين به. Say Bismillah and ask Allah's help. Okay, I'm not going to grade you, you can grade yourself. I prefer to give an exam or a test or a quiz where you grade yourself. Because alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, and Muslims are fair and just and truthful. So that saves me a lot of work of grading everybody, right? Everybody grade yourself, and hopefully you'll be good with what you grade yourself with. hopefully you'll be happy with the grade that you give to your own self. Huh? And if you're not happy with the grade that you give to your own self, you certainly would not be happy with the grade I give you. So I want to keep everybody happy. I let you grade your own yani papers. You don't have to write, but you have to just listen and respond. Okay? I'm going to give you some words, vocabulary words. Most of them we should know, if not all of them. All right? And I just want you don't have to raise your hand. I just want you to quickly give me the meaning of these words. Okay? I'm going to say the word twice. Don't be hasty. Let me say it twice first. Okay? The first word, kitabun. Kitabun. A book. Qalamun. Qalamun. A pen. Maktabun. Maktabun. A table or a desk or an office. Madrasatun. Madrasatun. A school. Baytun. Baytun. A house. Babun. Babun. A door. Waladun. Waladun. A boy or child. Bintun. Bintun. A girl. Kursiyun. Kursiyun. A chair. Gurfatun. Gurfatun. A room. Sikkinun. Sikkinun. A knife with shadda on the calf. Miftahun. Miftahun. A key. Jabalun. Jabalun. A mountain. Shari'un. Shari'un. A street. Sayyaratun. Sayyaratun. A car with shadda on the ya. And sadiqun. Sadiqun. Naam. A friend. And sometimes, yani, sometimes the word zamil is used, but zamil is more yani closer to the meaning of an associate or classmate. But it can be used also to mean a comrade, yani, so it's close to friend, but zamil is more properly used for a classmate or an associate in business or work or something like that. And sadiq is closer to being used for a general friend. Okay, these are some words that are going to come in this exercise. So I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to know their meanings, okay? Let's look at the board just quickly. Kitabun means a book. Qalamun, a pen. Maktabun, a desk or table or office. Baytun, a house. Babun, a door. Waladun, a child or boy. Kursiyun, a chair. Sikkinun, a knife. Miftahun, a key. Sadiqun, a friend. Jabalun, a mountain. Shari'un, a street. Madrasatun, a school. Bintun, a girl. Gurfatun, a room. And Sayyaratun, a car. Tayyib. How many people know most of these words? Most of them. Most of you. MashaAllah. Good. Good. InshaAllah, some of you know all of them, but I'm not going to ask who knows all of them. I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to embarrass you. Now. Alright, let's look at the first sentence. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First sentence, number one. The exercises in the adjectives translate into Arabic. We're going to translate them into Arabic, okay? A big book and a small pen. We're going to translate into Arabic. A big book and a small pen. Who wants to take the first one? Sharif. Kitabun kabirun. And a small pen? Okay. وَصَغِيرٌ قَلَمٌ. Turn it around. قَلَمٌ first. صَغِيرٌ. جَيِّد. كِتَابٌ كَبِيرٌ. A big book. وَقَلَمٌ صَغِيرٌ. A small pen. نعم. What is the meaning of what he just said? Does anybody know exactly what he just said? What's the meaning in English of what he just said? Huh? He said the book is big, not the big book. He said the book is big. Mubtada and a khabar. But we want a not and a man'ut. Okay, so there's a difference, right? The big book. Go ahead. He said al-kitabu kabirun. The book is big. Al-kitabu kabirun. That's a sentence. We don't want a sentence. We want a na and a man'ut. Okay,
let me change it.
Change it. Change it. No problem. For free. We won't even charge you. And it will give you a free pass. What do they call that when you're on the highway? Easy pass. An easy pass that you don't have to pay for. Why, yak? Kabirun al-kitabu. Kabirun al-kitabu. Kabirun is the adjective. It has to come after. Okay, listen, right? Listen to what he said. No problem. This is learning, right? This is how we learn. And if you don't try, the reason why you don't try is because you don't want to make mistakes. But if you don't try, you don't learn either. You don't make mistakes, but you don't learn either. All right? So you have to try, and if you get it wrong, then try again, and then we understand what happened, all right? We shouldn't say, if we want to say the big book, the big book. Okay, let's hold it a second here, okay? The big book. Look at this. Okay, the big book. Okay, let's just try to analyze this before we go on to another one so we can understand how we're going to do this, right? The big book. Okay? What is being described here? Big or book?
Book.
So book has to come first. What is the description of book?
Big.
So big has to come last. Okay, it's the opposite of English. You have to remember. In Arabic, you mention the thing that you're talking about, and then you describe it.
Same thing in Spanish.
Okay, same thing in Spanish. Okay, so listen. Alright? So we want to mention first the book, and then we want to describe the book. So what is the meaning of the book in Arabic?
Al-Kitabu.
And what is the meaning of big? It has to agree, it has to have be definite. Now you got it. That's it. Okay, that's how we learn. Al-Kitabu Al-Kabiru. Now it's good, that's it.
Wal-Qalamu Al-Saghiru.
Wal-Qalamu Al-Saghiru. Huh? So now we have what? Al-Kitabu Al-Kabiru Wal-Qalamu Al-Saghiru. Good, that's good now, okay? Second sentence, a third sentence. Third sentence, who wants it? Who wants it? Third sentence. A new desk and a new desk, indefinite. And the old school, definite. The first one is indefinite, the second one is definite. Faiz. Maktabun jadidun. A new desk. Maktabun jadidun. And the old school. وَالْمَدْرَسَةُ الْقَدِيمَةُ وَالْمَدْرَسَةُ الْقَدِيمَةُ Feminine. الْمَدْرَسَةُ الْقَدِيمَةُ Okay, in the first part, مَكْتَبٌ جَدِيدٌ مَكْتَب is masculine, جَدِيدٌ is masculine. The second part, الْمَدْرَسَةُ is feminine, الْقَدِيمَةُ is feminine. Alright, so pay attention to definite and indefinite, masculine and feminine, and things like this, okay? The third one. Somebody who didn't do one yet. Somebody who didn't answer a question today. Fourth one. A small pen and the small book. A small pen, indefinite, and the small book, definite. Naam. Dukareem. Qalamun saghirun. Qalamun is the word being described. Saghirun is the not describing it. Qalamun saghirun. We're on page 20. And wa and the small book. Al-kitabu as-saghiru. Huh? Qalamun saghirun. Wal-kitabu as-saghiru. Any question? طيب number 5 the old house and a new door. The old house definite and a new door indefinite. نعم عبدو كريم. البيت القديم وباب جديد indefinite وباب جديد. The old house البيت القديم a new door باب جديد. Number 6 before we move on, yes.
That the number 4 does not agree according to the rules you gave us.
Which one?
Number 4.
Number 4? Okay, let's see. Which one doesn't agree? A small pen and the small book. Which one doesn't agree? Both of them or one of them?
No, the A is indefinite and D is definite. If you want to write a small pen,
okay,
we are not going to put alif wa lam.
That's right, we didn't have alif lam. He said qalamun saghirun, no alif lam, qalamun saghirun. That's okay.
Okay,
okay, that's what he said. He said qalamun saghirun. Okay. Right.
No. Okay,
all right,
now the second one.
Second one,
wa
wa
al
kitabu الصغير.
Now,
that one is definite.
Yeah.
The first one is indefinite.
Okay,
good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four words in two groups.
Naam, that's right. We have four words, two groups. One indefinite, one definite. Okay? The point here is what we're trying to do is we're trying to make start thinking, paying attention. When words are definite, when words are indefinite. Words are feminine, masculine. Singular, dual, plural. We got to pay attention to this. Marfu, mansu. This is what we're trying to do. That's why they're mixing it up. Definite with indefinite, indefinite with definite. Mixing it up a little bit so that we can start thinking and make sure we're paying attention when we use the definite article, when we use indefinite article. Okay, let's just do a couple more. We're on what number now?
Six.
Six. The tall boy and a short girl. Mustafa. The tall boy and a short girl. Now. الولد الطويل definite وبنت صغيرة وبنت و صغيرة بنت صغيرة صغيرة is feminine. Huh? Oh, he said short. I'm sorry. Yeah. Huh? What's the word for short? قصيرة. جزاك الله خير يا عبد الحليم. نعم. Okay, you have to remind us. You have to pay attention and somebody got to remind us. Okay? So he said الولد الطويل وبنت indefinite قصيرة. بنت قصيرة. Short. Instead of small, right? The tall boy and a short girl. وعليكم السلام. Okay, number 7. Number 7, the tall girl and the small boy. Two definites. Huh? The tall girl and the small boy. Somebody. You do one yet?
Yep.
Anybody? Okay, let's get Adam. We haven't heard from you today. Since you fixed that clock, you just went in the corner and got quiet. البنتو الطويلة with تا مربوطة, huh? He made it feminine because بنت is feminine. البنتو الطويلة. I didn't hear the last part. والولد الصغير. والولد masculine. الصغير masculine. Alright, so he said the tall girl البنتو الطويلة feminine and the small boy الولد الصغير masculine. Number 8, an old chair and the new room. Abdul Karim. An old chair. An is indefinite.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you. Okay, let's start from the beginning. And old chair, indefinite, and the new room, definite. Indefinite, and then definite. No L, from the beginning. Start from the beginning. No without L. Kursiyun, uh-huh. Qadimun, wa? Okay, say hujratun jadidatun. Okay, hujratun also means a room. That's possible. Hujratun or ghurfatun. Naam. An old chair, kursiyun qadimun wa the new room. Al hujratu or al ghurfatu al jadidatu. Huh? Number 9. Number 9, Abdul Halim. We haven't heard from you today, except to correct us when we make mistakes, mashallah. Yeah, we're going to call you the Mufattish, the supervisor, inspector. Now, Abdul Halim, Al Mufattish, Al Mushrif. Uh huh. Al Bintu. Big or tall? Al bintu al kabiratu. Wal waladu al saghiru. Definite and definite. Al bintu al kabiratu. The big girl. Wa al waladu al saghiru. And the small boy. Naam. Al bintu. الكبيرة feminine. الولد الصغير masculine. Number 10. نعم Thais. الكرسي القصير القصير ومكتب طويل مكتب indefinite طويل indefinite the short chair and the long desk the short chair and the long desk and we're going to stop here inshallah hey bismillah wassalat wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba'd okay this is the second half of our 14th session basic Arabic grammar review and before the salat we reviewed what we did last week related to the feminine gender and the endings of nouns that indicate femininity and after that we proceeded where we left off last week with the new subject that is an-na'at wal-man'ut yani the adjective and the word that it describes so we looked at the remaining examples of adjectives on page 19 from where we left off last week and what was remaining from page 19 and then we went on to page 20 and we started to do some of the exercises with adjectives and translating them from English to Arabic and we completed the first 10 we completed translation of 1 through 10 so now we want to start back where we left off at with number 11 and attempt to translate the remaining examples from English to Arabic and with whatever time remains we'll look at some references from the Quran also for adjectives on page 21 the main thing that we should keep in mind and especially if somebody came late is that the subject of the adjective yani, it's centered upon yani, the four things that the adjective must be in agreement with the word that it's describing in those four things and we said that those four things are Number one, in gender, being masculine or feminine. Number two, being definite or indefinite. Number three, they have to agree in number meaning being singular, dual, or plural. And the last matter, the fourth of them, is they have to be in agreement in i'rab, that is the case ending. Yani whether or not the word is marfu'un or mansub or majrur. So these four things are very, very important, yani essential. That there be agreement between the na'at and the man'ut. The na'at must agree with the word that it's describing in these four things. Okay, so as we begin to look at the remaining examples and translate them from English to Arabic, we have to keep these things in mind. Yeah, and if you have an adjective in English which comes before the noun is describing, you have to remember in Arabic, the adjective comes after the noun that is describing, and it must be in agreement with it. If it is masculine, it must be masculine. If it's definite, it must be definite. If it's marfu'un, it must be marfu'un. And if it is singular, it has to be singular like it. And these four things, so please, and you try to keep in mind these four areas and make sure that the adjective that you use to describe a noun, that it is in agreement in these things. Any question before we proceed with the next example? Okay, Abdurrahman, number 11. Tayyib. This should be like one sentence. There's a period there, but I guess, and it's just a mistake, right? He said, Kitabun Kabirun Ala Kitabun Kabirun. What is it? Kitabun kabirun ala kitabin kabirin. Is it clear? طيب kitabun marfu'un with dhamma. Kitabun kabirun, a big book. Kitabun kabirun. Kabirun is the adjective. Kitabun kabirun ala. Ala is a preposition, right? And the noun that comes after a preposition has to be majroor. Okay? Ala kitabin with kasratain. Ala kitabin kabirin. So in the first part of the sentence, it's kitabun with dhamma, dhammatain, kitabun kabirun. The second part of the sentence, after the preposition, it became kitabin kabirin. Any question about it? Yeah, in other words, one of the things that they have to be in agreement with is the case ending, right? The i'rab. So after a preposition, the noun is going to be majroor in the genitive case. It takes kasra, either single kasra or double kasra. If it has alif lam, the definite article, it's not going to have tanween, right? So it's going to take a single vowel. But if it doesn't have alif lam and it's indefinite, then it's going to take a double vowel. In this case, the vowel changed from dhamma to kasra because it's following a preposition. Kitabun kabirun ala kitabin kabirun. طيب number 12. Now al madrasa tu al saghir madrasa is feminine. المدرسة الصغيرة تو أها في المدرسة تي الصغيرة تي. Okay, let's look at it. Right, it says the small school. المدرسة الصغيرة تو. مدرسة is feminine, so الصغيرة has to be feminine. المدرسة الصغيرة ضم ضم. Both of them are marfu'un. في is a preposition. So after في, المدرسة became المدرسة تي. And the not describing it also has to be مجرور الصغيرة تي. So in the first part of the sentence you have المدرسة marfu'un with ضم. الصغيرة marfu'un with ضم. في المدرسة تي مجرور وكسرة. الصغيرة تي مجرور وكسرة. Number 13, on this side. Naam. Muhammad?
Yes.
Naam. طيب, the first part, again, from the old desk. من المكتبي القديمي. Uh-huh. Second part. على الكرسي الجديدي. Okay. من is a preposition. So after the preposition, it has to be majrur with kasr, right? Min al-maktabi. Min al-maktabi. Al-qadimi. Al-qadim is old, right? From the old desk. Min al-maktabi al-qadimi. On is a preposition. Ala al-kursiyi al-jadidi. Al-kursiyi is yani majrur with kasr because of ala. Ala al-kursiyi. The word kursi has shadda. Remember, the word kursi has shadda on the last letter. There's a shadda. So it became ala al-kursiyi with shadda. Kursiyi. Ala al-kursiyi al-jadidi. Al-jadidi. Number 14. Shuaib. By the way, how many people here that's with us and intend to be with us that do not have a copy of the notes? How many people are there? One, Mustafa, Muhammad, two, Shuaib, three. Three. Okay. Each of you, please send me an email reminding me so I can, and he put the three copies in there for you, so I'll remember who it's for in case somebody comes next week and says they don't have it, right? I'll remember who it was. Yani Shuaib, Muhammad, and Mustafa. But remind me though, somebody. Somebody remind me that there are three copies we need. For Shuaib, Mustafa, and Muhammad. Huh? Tayyib. I think we still have some copies, three at least, inshallah. Okay, number 14, Shuaib. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you well. Let me come on this side.
Baytun Qadim.
Baytun Qadim. Should it have tanween? Qadimi. Qadimi. Yani Baytun is marfoon. The adjective should also be marfoon. Baytun Qadimun. Naam.
Fil Madrasatil Jadidati.
Naam. Fil Madrasati. Al-Jadidati. Yani, an old house. Indefinite. Baytun Qadimun. Baytun Marfoon with Dhamma. Tain. Qadimun. Marfoon again with Dhamma. Or Dhamma Tain. Tanween. Fi Al-Madrasati. Yani, in the new school. Definite. Fi Al-Madrasati. Fi Al-Madrasati. Al-Jadidati. Madrasa is feminine. So al-jadid has to be al-jadida with ta marbuta. Fil madrasati al-jadidati. Naam. An old house in the new school. Naam. Mustafa. Oh, you didn't get 13? 13 from the old desk. Min? Naam. Min al-maktaba. Al-maktabati. Al-maktabi al-qadimi. Sikkinun kabirun. Wal miftahu at-tawilu. Yani a big knife, indefinite, and the long key, definite. Okay? Sikkinun kabirun. Knife is the man'ut, and it's being described by as being big. Sikkinun kabirun wa. And the long key, al-miftahu at-tawilu. Al-miftahu at-tawilu. Adam?
No.
Hold it, wait a minute. You have a question or you want to do the next one?
Question.
Question. What's the question? Tawil? Can tawil be used for long and big? No, tawil means long. Tawil means long. Kabir means big. Tawil means, yeah, it means tall or long. Naam. It means tall and it means long. Fayyib. Number 16. Number 16. Mustafa. Other Mustafa, I'm sorry, over here. Ala al-waladi al-qasiri.
Bin sadiqin qadimin.
من صديق قديم. يعني the first part is definite. يعني the short boy على الولد القصير, the short boy. And the second part is indefinite. من صديق قديم مجرور but with تنوين, with تنوين because it doesn't have ألف لام. Number 17. Number 17. نعم إبراهيم. You want to do it, Ibrahim? Or is he trying to extort you or pressure you or something? He's pressuring you? We don't do that around here. No pressuring. Naam. Oh, you were saying it in your ear. Okay. Naam. Al-Ghurfatu Al-Kabiratu على الجبل الكبير يعني the big room يعني الغرفة الكبيرة feminine right الغرفة الكبيرة on the big mountain definite also but it's masculine يعني جبل is masculine so you say على الجبل مجرور because of the preposition على الجبل الكبيري الكبيري يعني غرفة is feminine so الكبير يعني is going to be feminine and mountain is masculine so الكبير here is going to be masculine so that's why we have الغرفة الكبيرة feminine الكبيرة and then we have على الجبل الكبيري masculine كبير because mountain is masculine. طيب number 18 نعم نعم فضل شارع طويل في السيارة الصغيرة. Okay, the first part is A, indefinite, A long street, right? A long street. شارع طويل. And the second part is definite. The small car. في السيارة الصغيرة. في السيارة الصغيرة. نعم. A long street in the small car. Number 19. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. نعم عبدك حنيف. الكتاب الكبير. في على على is the preposition على has to be مجرور على المكتب الجديد يعني the big book الكتاب الكبير مرفوع والضمة على on the new desk المكتب الجديد. If you brothers want to pray, actually you can come over here. Just, oh, okay. No problem. Okay, the big book is on the new desk. Number 20. Naam, Faiz. How, you have a question? Naam, first. Question, Naam.
On the prayers of Allah, you can use Fauqa.
Fauqa, you can use Fauqa, Naam. The only difference, if you say ala or fauqa, the only difference you got to pay attention to is that ala is a preposition and fauqa is a what? A dharf. It's an adverb. Fauqa is an adverb. But in terms of the practical application, yani they're both going to come out the same, right? Because the noun that's the object of a preposition is majrur. And the noun that comes after an adverb is also مجرور, but it's مجرور because of what? مضافن إليه, because مضافن إليه مجرور. Okay, but in practical application it's going to come the same. The noun that's going to come after them is going to be مجرور in both cases. Huh? Turn it. Now you have a question? No, somebody else had their hand up. Who? I just called on somebody before he had the question. Somebody over here. Faiz. Now, Faiz. Now. طيب, Hamid is a short boy. This is indefinite, right? And Khadija is a tall girl. It's also indefinite, but masculine and then feminine. يرحمك الله. نعم, فاز. Hamid ولد قصير. Masculine, masculine. وخديجة بنت طويلة. طويلة, feminine, feminine. بنت طويلة. Number 22. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's two Hamids. I'm sorry, I missed it. 21. JazakAllah khair. Now, you have a question? Oh, somebody else. Somebody else. Who wants 21? Naam, go ahead. Mustafa. حامد في البيت الكبير. البيت الكبير. يعني it's after a preposition, so it's مجرور. في البيت الكبير. نعم.
وخديجة في السيارة قديمة. في السيارة القديمة.
طيب, وخديجة في السيارة القديمة. السيارة is feminine. القديمة feminine. طيب, number 22. Now, somebody else. Who didn't do one for a while? نعم, Adam. نعم. نعم. القلم على المكتب الجديد. نعم. والكتاب نعم على الكرسي. Right, على الكرسي القديم. القديم. Any question? Okay, so the important thing here, right, as you go through these exercises and you review them, try to pay attention that the not has to agree in being definite or indefinite. So if the man'ut is definite, make sure you make the not indefinite. If it is feminine, make sure you make it feminine. Singular, singular, marfoon, mansoob, majroor. If you see a preposition and the man'ut is majroor, you have to make the not also majroor. Otherwise, if it's marfoon, then it should also be marfoon. You have a question? Number, which number? 21, naam. Hamidun huwa fil bayti. Al-kabiri. Yani, you had the pronoun huwa? Naam. Yani, huwa, you're using huwa because, yani, Hamid, the pronoun, you don't need a pronoun because you have Hamid, right? No problem. It looks better, nice. So it looks better, nice. Now, but perhaps it's because fi, right? To be, the verb to be. In Arabic, there's a verb to be, but it's not necessary in a jumla ismiya. It's not necessary. Okay, so the is automatically understood. When you say Hamid fil bayt, it's understood that Hamid is in the house. Yani, the verb to be is understood in the jumla ismiya. But otherwise, yani, there's the verb to be kana, yani, in the jumla fi'liya, but yani, it's no harm. Yani, it's no harm, but it's not necessary. Because the pronoun actually really refers back to a noun. The noun is present. Yani, if you refer to Hamid afterwards by a pronoun, then you don't use Hamid, right? You just use the pronoun. But to use them together is not necessary. Yani, it's not necessary to use the noun and the pronoun, yani, back to back, except for emphasis. Yani, for ta'keed, you can use it for emphasis, inshallah. Tayyib, after this, we still have a few minutes remaining. Let's turn to page 21. And we're going to look at the same thing, except we're not going to be translating here. This exercise really is just to help us to see in practical application how we can begin to understand the na'at and the man'ut with references from the Qur'an. When you're reading the Qur'an, you should be looking in the ayat. When you're reading it, you should be looking for certain things that you're learning. In this case, what we're looking for, we're looking for adjectives. We're looking for adjectives that are describing nouns. And we're looking for agreement between them in all of these areas. Yani, in what? In the case ending, in the number, in the gender, in definiteness, and indefiniteness. We're looking to make sure that they're in agreement. And we just want to make sure that we see the agreement between the na'at and the man'ut. And if possible, we're trying to understand also the meanings of these words as they came in the Qur'an. Okay, these are references directly from the Qur'an. So this is something that you're going to see when you read in the Qur'an. Sometimes we read in the Qur'an just for practicing and our tajweed rules or something like this. Sometimes we're reading for reflecting on the meaning of what we're reading, if we can understand it in Arabic. But we also want to be reading it, considering the grammatical rules that we're learning, so that we really understand the meaning of what we're saying correctly. So we can understand the meaning of what we're saying correctly. That's what we want to try to do now, a little bit of each of those things. Yani, we want to read for practicing our reading, and we want to also, look at the rules of proper reading, and we'll look at the meanings, and we'll look at the grammatical, analysis of these sentences that came directly from the Quran. Okay, so we don't have enough time to finish all of them, but this is the end of the topic of na'at and man'ut. Whatever is left, try to read it for homework and review what we covered today and preview the next topic, which is examples of simple sentences from the Quran. I'm going to look at the analysis of those sentences in terms of what we can see from the grammar perspective. Mubtada, khabar, fi'l, fa'il, maf'ul, and be things like this. We want to look at that, and the rules that we have been reviewing, we'll make sure that we try to apply them. Alright, so whatever we can cover today, inshallah, we're going to do as much as we can after that. Then we're going to do the rest for homework, and we come to class next week, inshallah. We'll start with wherever we left off today, and then we'll take the new subject. Alright, so the first one is from the 5th surah of the Quran, 15th ayat. The translation of the meaning is undoubtedly, or certainly, definitely, its emphasis, undoubtedly, that has come to you from Allah, should be a light and a luminous book. Yani, luminous meaning clear, something that is clear. Okay, so the ayah came like this: قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. All right. So in this sentence we have a na'at and a man'ut, which is highlighted. Kitabun mubinun. Kitabun mubinun. A luminous book or a clear book. And it's clear. The Quran is clear. Yani, when a person reads it, they understand it well. And that doesn't mean that there's nothing that you read in the Quran that won't be clear. Certainly, there are some things that words, expressions that are not clear. And that's what we have. Yani, the explanation of the Quran for, to make clear what the actual meanings are. Okay, so we have قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ, indeed, it has come to you, مِنْ اللَّهِ, from Allah, نُورٌ, a light, and كِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, a clear book. Any question? نعم. يعني certainly, definiteness, yeah, it's affirmation of the meaning of what's being said. And if you just said جَاءَكُمْ, it means it has come to you. You say قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ is for emphasis. نعم, definitely, it has happened, for sure, certainty. تحقيق, نعم. Yeah, it's madi. Yeah, it has come. It means past tense. No, no, it's past tense. It has come to you. It has already come to you. That's past tense. No, no. Yeah, it come. It has come. Yeah, it has come. Okay, second example, 4th surah, 13th ayat, and that is the great success. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. يعني وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the great success. Okay, the na'at and the man'ut are the last two words, الْفَوْزُ and الْعَظِيمُ. الْعَظِيمُ is the na'at describing الْفَوْزُ. What kind of success? Great success. Magnificent success. نعم. Huh? No. No. No, it's just a atuf. Yeah. وَذَلِكَ, and that, is the great success. Third example, 12th surah, 40th ayat, this is the right religion. Well, it could be that is the right religion, but يعني the meaning, يعني he's talking about this, although it's using the ism ishara lil ba'id. ذلك الدين القيم. ذلك, this or that is الدين القيم. يعني the last two words are the not and the man'ut. الدين is the man'ut and القيم is the not. Both of them are definite, both of them are marfu'un, both of them are singular, both of them are masculine. Any question? طيب, fourth example. 45th surah, 10th ayat. And for them is a great torment. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ وَلَهُمْ, and for them is عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, a great torment or a great punishment. Okay, again, and both of them are masculine, both of them are indefinite, both of them are singular, and both of them are marfu'un. وَذَلِكَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Any question? Next example, 49th surah, 3rd ayat. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ, for them is forgiveness, وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, and a great reward. And again, this word عَظِيمٌ has many meanings, يعني more than just great, but in any case, it's acceptable. We can say like this, great or magnificent or tremendous or whatever. أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. What kind of أَجْر, what kind of reward? A great, magnificent, mighty, يعني tremendous reward. The next example, 68, surah, 4th ayat, and undoubtedly you possess excellent manners or exalted character, yani khuluq, character, azim, exalted, magnificent, mighty, tremendous. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, and indeed you are upon, yani you possess khuluqin, character, azimin. Notice that khuluqin here is after the preposition ala, it's majrur with kasra, and therefore the adjective describing it is also majrur with kasra. The next example, 8th surah, 74th ayat. For them is forgiveness and an honorable provision. For them is forgiveness and an honorable provision. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Again, the not and manut are the last two words. For them is forgiveness. And what kind of provision? Honorable, noble, generous provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next example, 44th surah, 17th ayat. And an honorable messenger has come to you. And an honorable messenger has come to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. كيف حالك يا أخي؟ ما شاء الله. بارك الله فيكم. نعم. وجاءكم وجاءهم رسول كريم وجاءهم, and جاءهم has come to them, what? A noble. No, straight to the corner like this. Yeah. Can you move up a little bit, brother? Give these brothers a little bit of room. No problem. On an angle, right? To the corner of the building. وَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ. Who has come to them? A noble, honorable messenger. وَجَاءَهُمْ, he has come to them, who? A noble messenger. رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ. And both of them are masculine, both of them are singular, both of them are indefinite, and both of them are marfu'un with dhamma or dhammatain. The next example, 2nd surah, 219th ayat. In both there is a great sin. Yani, fihima, in both of them, dual, right? In the two of them, there is ithmun kabirun. Fihima ithmun kabirun. In them is a sin. What kind of sin? A great sin, a big sin, a huge sin. Huh? Ithmun kabirun. Next one, 28th surah, 23rd ayat. And our father is a very old, should be man. Yani, one word is missing from the translation, man, right? And our father is a very old man, an elderly man. Ha, yani, up in age. Ali as-sin. Yani, kabir as-sin. Wa abuna shaykhun kabirun. Wa abuna, and our father is a shaykhun, kabirun. Meaning kabir here means kabiru sin. Yani big in age. Kabiru sin. Shaykhun kabirun. Elderly, very elderly old man. It's clear? Sheikh. Sheikh is a man. Yani, Sheikh is a woman. Sheikh is a man. Now. Huh? Now, and of course the word Sheikh has many meanings, right? Sometimes we use it to refer to a person who is any religiously knowledgeable. Sheikh also means elderly person. Sheikh means, could mean the ruler in the country. Any, some countries they have this kind of government where they have the sheikhs, the shuyukh, right? They are the ruling family. In other countries they have the umara, the princes and stuff like that, king, right? In any case, Sheikh has a lot of meanings. And probably the more general meaning that we're used to hearing is the meaning of a person who is learned in religion, but actually Sheikh, it means an elderly person, Sheikh. So he's Sheikhun Kabir, means he's very elderly, very old, up in age. Ali as-sin, Kabir as-sin. Next example, first surah, fifth ayat, guide us in the straight path. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqima. Guide us in or upon as-sirat al-mustaqim, as-sirata al-mustaqima. Here we see the na'at and man'ut, the last two words. As-sirat is the man'ut, and al-mustaqim, al-mustaqima is the na'at. And we notice that both of them are definite with alif lam, and both of them are masculine, and both of them are singular, and both of them are tam, and both of them are mansub. And we're going to stop with this one. Both of them are mansub. Even though in the translation it says guide us in the straight path, it would be better to say, you can say in or upon or along, all of that is the meaning here, because ihdina here, it means guide us to, upon and along, and keep us guided until we reach the destination. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Naam. With this we'll stop, inshallah, and somebody just remind us that when we start next week, we're going to pick up here. With the last one that we did is from Surah Al-Fatiha, first surah, fifth ayah. And the next one that we'll start with, 42nd surah, 26th ayah. That's what we'll start with next week. But please review, yani, what we covered today in terms of these examples and references from the Quran for Na'at and Man'ut. And read, yani, the remaining examples, go over them. And also go on to the next page, 22 examples of simple sentences in the Quran and what follows that. So that at least you have some idea what we're going to be doing next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.